know, anybody that has any million right now they want to give away. What is the outside of an ear of corn called?
It's sharp.
What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob and it's usually yellow?
Yellow corn.
Or what else?
Corn on the cob.
Or it's not sour, but it might be?
Sweet corn.
Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
The little stringy stuff that comes out of the end.
Silks.
You must have been cleaning some corn recently. Large and round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving, used for jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkins.
The kind of small yellow crooked neck vegetable.
Squash, and I love it. And
I do too.
And about here is where our Waterloo happened.
And I put onions
2 or 3 weeks ago, we discovered that this tape wasn't working that light. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Do we want squash?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me that. Well, listen, do you put onions in your squash?
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Mostly onions.
Remind me to tell you about a good dish in a few minutes that has a cup of onions in it. What are some of the melons that we eat in the summertime?
Honeydews, cantaloupes, watermelons.
Alright. What are these little springs, these things that spring up in the woods and fields after rain and the little white and umbrella shape?
Mushrooms.
You mentioned watermelons a while ago. Do you know anything about their shape and size? What color are most of them inside?
Red.
Speaking of mushrooms, there's one that you wouldn't eat. What is it called?
I don't know, but it's a poisonous.
The toad stew.
Toad stew.
Do you know that McGraw's, of course, you know them, they've moved there in just recent years across the street from me. He had a sister. And her husband was a doctor, and he was crazy about mushrooms, and he thought he was bringing mushrooms home. Why not? He brought toadstools instead, by mistake. I don't know how they mixed up, but he died from his.
You are kidding. There was nothing?
Several months later, it does something to the inside of the body, and she was left partially paralyzed or something. They're very poisonous. But he was a mushroom fiend. I don't know how it happened.
Well, you would have thought he would have been knowledgeable on the subject,
being
wouldn't
a
you?
Doctor, yes.
Well, even, I mean, just being a mushroom fan.
And he even, you know, I think grew him at times. If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
What do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
What are the short white, what are the little short brown, I mean, what are they kind of long and brown, what are they called?
Cigars.
And I cannot stand the smell of them. And when people come to my house and smoke them, I have to air the house out after they leave. Did you used to smoke?
Mm-hmm. I stopped in Sheffield.
Well, I stopped 6 years ago.
Why did you stop now?
Well, the last 10 days went in the hospital. I tried to smoke a cigarette, and I got so sick I couldn't smoke it. That first morning, he was so sick, and I haven't smoked from the since. He had already quit. There are a lot of people at the piano at a party having a good time. They're standing around the piano, and they are doing what?
Singing.
And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
He wouldn't accept the cold even though he was shivering with cold because he didn't want to be. If you don't want to say, you won't accept something for someone, and sometimes it's because you say you don't want to have to be
grateful.
You ever heard use the